Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tracy Eden back on the show. Tracy is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Commercial Finance Group, and it's an organization that helps people like you and me get the funding we need when we need more funding than our profits will allow. And he's been sharing his wisdom and experience with us now for a long time. Tracy, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always good to speak with you and catch up on what's going on.
It's good to have you back, but the catching up on what's going on—that's your job. We need you to catch us up because you're out there talking to folks who are trying to figure out how to make lemonade out of these lemons we've got, and the cash flow is. Has never been more challenging right now for a lot of folks, and I know you're up in the middle of that. Things have changed. The marketplace, the reality that we had 7 months ago is completely turned upside down. What do you think?
Well, I believe this came from you. There was a piece that I was reading in the recent past about the cheese being moved.
I wrote an article about that about 6 weeks ago. Yeah, somebody moved your cheese.
That couldn't have been more spot on in not just my business, but most of the small businesses that we interact with. Everybody, the cheese has moved, and everybody's trying to figure out whether it's your process, whether it's your prospect, whether it's your SOPs. That your business typically ran by, the cheese has moved.
And let me stop you for 1 second and point out, folks. Dr. Spencer Johnson, I was playing off of his book, Who Moved My Cheese. I want to make sure we don't fail to point that out. Go ahead now, Tracy.
Yeah, and I remember that I'm faint in my memory of all the details to it, but we've kind of leveraged off of it internally to provide some perspective with mainly my sales folks that are out there interacting in the financial community, because our process has changed. The way we went about business, networking, and sourcing opportunities that we would either get into a co-lending arrangement with or solely provide financing for, our whole process has changed. And so it's really, I think it's putting, those that are wanting to stay on the leading edge, it's putting some challenges in front of us to really try to determine what's the most efficient way and effective way interact and source. And go ahead.
For one thing, Tracy, it's in January, you were paying attention to how your customers, your prospects would use your services, and you had the approach part down pat, but you were trying to make sure you kept up with what the different industries, different challenges they might be having in a growing economy, et cetera, et cetera. But now the cheese has been moved. Just with the way they'll allow you to reach out to them, the way they'll allow you to connect with them before that you even discover whether they need what you have to sell.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's going to, for us, it's created some interruptions, some challenges that we're spending some time evaluating those communication channels and means of working within our centers of influence, and right now the jury's still out on exactly how we're conquering this, but we certainly are taking a very analytical approach to how we did things in the past and what we're looking to do in the moving forward.
Well, and implicit or even explicit, and to me it's explicit, in that center of influence comment you made is the word referral, the concept of referrals. To me, I've been preaching referrals for 50 years, Tracy, and in my lifetime, in my long, more than a half century career in the marketplace, I've never seen a time when referrals were more golden than they are now.
Well, and so our business has always worked in that referral mindset, and you know,
hold on, Tracy, to that thought. I want you to start fresh on that, if you don't mind, after the break,
okay,
and talk to us about how we're going to develop this, folks, because I know you've been hearing me say this. I was saying this before anybody ever heard of COVID-19, years before, decades before. We'll talk about it with Tracy Eden after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.